Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's my list. Your list. Untouchable by the criticism of others. In theory.
In theory, yeah.
Though it never seems that way. But this one might be good because who hates summer activities, right?
Right.
Right. All right. Top three things you can do in the summer.
So easy.
It's up to you.
So simple.
I will go first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Number three, sitting on the porch or in your garage, watching a thunderstorm go through.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite things. Did that with my dad when I was a kid. Mm-hmm.
The smell and afterwards.
Turns out Kayla did that with her family. And so the two of us sit there. And, you know, when it's not one where it's like, okay, now I hear tornado sirens and all of the flags are going straight up in the air. I mean the ones where you're like, it's just a thunderstorm.
Summer storms.
Yeah, definitely.
Number two, driving with the windows down, or if you're lucky enough to have a convertible, I used to. With the top down on a day where there's no humidity and it's not so hot you feel like you're burning, that's as good as it gets.
Can we have duplicates?
No, you have to think of your own.
Yeah, that's this is really starting to wreck mine pretty quick.
And number one, I'm specific in this case, but it wouldn't have to be. But for us where we live, sitting at Lake Michigan in an easy chair with your feet in the water at the part of the year when the water gets in the 70s, so 2 weeks in August.
Yeah.
And
till the lake turns over.
And on a day when the lake is really kind of churned up, but not dangerous, not a red flag, sitting there with a drink, just watching the waves with nothing to do.
Yep.
Someday when my six kids are older, I'll do that again because there's always something to do. But those are my three.
Okay. That's a good list. That's
I like
good
those three.
I mean, it's not as good as my list, but that's okay.
Pretty good list.
What makes your list better?
Well, my list includes a bonfire on the beach at dusk.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very specific.
Dusk is the one at night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everybody get up at 4 o'clock, Steve, in the morning. Steve really wants to do a bonfire.
How disappointing would that be?
I mean, a dawn bonfire would probably be pretty.
A bonfire.
Ooh, I like that.
Marshmallows for breakfast again. Okay, so a bonfire on the beach, you can't
beat it.
That's
a good one, Steve.
Can't beat it. Floating on a raft, whether it's in a pool, lake, ocean, whatever, with a cold drink.
Oh, that so is not like river rafting.
I mean,
that's
yeah,
more of an activity.
It's
you're talking
different.
About relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. Like floating down a river is totally different.
Well, like you're on an inflatable and people are worried that you're going to fall asleep and fall in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And third, last but not least, ice cream from an ice cream truck.
Nope.
That is
I'm gonna fight you on that one. Ice cream trucks are terrifying.
No,
they're terrifying.
They maybe
so
if you're
scary.
A simple person, but like on Saturday when I went to watch you guys skydive, an ice cream truck pulled up.
Awesome.
And my kids were super excited, so I got them ice cream. And of course,
was it like hand dipped?
No, it was like the where you get to pick out
from the pictures.
The little menu on the side
you
of
like
the truck.
The truck or the ice cream? Because that is such a you said it's only creepy if you're simple. That is like the child's desire. A simple child loves an ice cream truck. You're a grown man. You can buy ice cream whatever you want.
I like ice cream from an ice cream truck.
I like the experience of an ice cream truck too, Steve. I like their creepy music.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Makes me feel panic. Like, where's my cash? Can I make it from where I'm at on the beach to the ice cream truck?
Oh, it tastes so much better from an ice cream truck. It's so much more expensive, which really makes you enjoy every single bite of it. So, like, you really concentrate on it.
You enjoyed your $8 ice cream sandwich?
I did. It was $14 for the three of us to get ice cream.
Whoa.
Yeah. But
and the bomb pops and stuff?
Nikki got a bomb pop, the red, white, and blue.
That's $100, right?
Evelyn got just your basic vanilla ice cream chocolate dip.
Okay.
And then I got a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Pretty strong.
Yeah. Okay.
None of you got the little SpongeBob things with the gumball eyes?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my kids like those, and every time
love
they
them.
Open them up, it looks like it's been tortured by a
yeah,
mad scientist.
Yeah, it's such a sad SpongeBob.
It looks so terrible.
Yeah, I don't like the things that are supposed to look like characters. They're always mishy. Oh, good, man.
Mishy. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'll
risk
getting kidnapped.
I don't know. You know what I mean.
I did.
Yeah. All mished
I'm a fan of made-up words that we all know the meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Strong list.
Thank you.
Strong list.
Yeah,
can I go next?
Pretty good.
Sure.
Okay.
It's got to be better than Steve's.
Sure. Definitely.
Sure.
What missed your list? Getting some ham from the deli?
Yeah.
Other dumb consumer
it's
activities?
It's my list.
Yeah.
All right, number one for
that's
me.
That's for sure.
Swimming. I don't care if it's
that almost made mine.
A pool. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a beach. Honestly, I don't even care if you can or can't swim. You can just like flap around in a pool and show me that you're having a good time as long as somebody saves you. I know you need some floaties, free beer.
I do.
Yeah, but I love swimming. Swimming is my favorite.
You like pond and ditch swimming?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up around Georgia, South Carolina lakes. It's pretty much all pond and ditch okay. swimming.
Is there a lot of ditch swimming?
There.
Okay, yeah, all right.
For sure.
It's just a straight creek next to the road.
I was
going to
say, is that what happens after the first spring rain from where you're from?
I have never seen anyone swim in a ditch.
Because not for lack of thinking about it.
If the water is high enough, that means the current's going so fast, you're going to die.
Oh, you go through the culvert, pop out the other side.
Your head smashes off.
You know, not having repeats on like favorite snacks and stuff is pretty easy because there's a billion. But I feel like once this gets to like the end of us in this room, it's going to be like, getting the mail.
Well, that's what's great because those of us who are done can be relentlessly mean to you.
Yeah.
Why do you think I was like, do you mind if I go first? I've got mine.
Yep.
Like,
that's why I always volunteer to go first.
Pretty good ones.
All right.
Okay,
swimming is my first one. Yes, in all forms. Outdoor concerts, nighttime, some sunset concerts are the best in the summertime.
Pretty
it's
good.
Warm. But not too hot, and you're sitting there with your drink and your buds, especially if there's a lawn that you can sit on.
I want to make fun of you on that one, but
it's
the
so
place
good.
Here in town that does their outdoor concert series is one of my favorite things. And I've said before, I'll go to shows I don't love just because it's there.
It's a botanical garden here, the one that Free Beer's talking about. So it's stunning. And they're building a new one, too. That's going to be beautiful.
Even bigger.
And then my last one are boat days. Ah. Being on a boat.
Just sitting on a pontoon.
Yeah.
With someone's Republican son.
Yeah. Well, no. I might pretend like I... I'm going to pretend like I can't swim and drown myself in that situation, Maitland.
that's when you mawa.
Yeah.
Make America wet again?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I love boat days because, it's a whole day. Everybody brings food.
I've never had a boat day.
Oh, boat days are the best. You're missing out. They're
can't
the
hide
best.
Money.
I don't have a boat. I got friends that have boats.
That's the best way to
friends.
Have a boat, right?
Yeah. That's the best boat to have is a friend's boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My dad has a dream of all of us coming and having a boat day with him. So
I'm in.
I think we
like
make
all
that
of
happen.
Us?
Yeah. He's like, we gotta do a live show from the boat.
I'm not working that day.
No, absolutely not.
Can you imagine go to your dad's? He's like, entertain us, monkeys.
I mean, if we'll just make fun of things.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Not
that's,
that different.
That's kind of our default.
We'll still be bad at timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my three. Swimming.
Which one was number
concerts.
One?
Swimming.
Swimming was number one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Maitland, Hot Wings, and Tommy. Let's just speculate right now what we think might be on Tommy's. Like wearing no shirt to chase a Pokemon.
No, I think wearing a novelty shirt chasing a Pokemon.
Yeah, good Heelys weather.
Trying to catch a snipe.
Staying inside so he doesn't get sunburned.
Yeah.
Gaming when you know your brother has a window open. Yeah.
Squealing when you see a salamander.
Aww.
Can't wait.